Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 17 lwezi 2017 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Abalwa impi yenkululeko lamhla baphe uMongameli Mgabe ilanga elilodwa ukuthi achiye isikhundla njalo aphume aphelele elizweni.
Kufuna ukukhanya ingani into zonke zimi kuhle khona kuzinjalo. Yikho thina sisithi ungazitheli manga, ungaziyela zonke lesi sikhathi ezithela ukuba lokhu eselamandla. Bekela leli lizwe lisonakala echiya uhlanya lomkakhe lomkhokhela.
UMongameli Robert Mgabe ubonakala okwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi eziphutshe izifundo ekolitshini leZimbabwe Open University. Lamhla kuza Fridays lomculi weZimbabwe osehlala kwele South Africa uBothwell Nkomo wazakala ngegama lokuthi bekezela. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. UMongameli Robert Mgabe ubonakale okwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi eziphutshe izifundo zazo ekolitshini leZimbabwe Open University wenzelwe eHeathcliff selokhu abezomvikela baqala ukumlondoloza esemzini wakhe. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Bathi singabakhathazi lesi sihlakalo, siphathisa ukufakaza emhlabeni wonke ukuba akekho ohluthune amandla njengalokho okuchiwoyo. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko eyeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, umnumzana Christopher Mchwangwa, uchaze isenzo sikaMgabe njengokuziyenga ukuba yonke into emi kahle empilweni yakhe esazimhlophe ukuba akunjalo.
He is defying the population, trying to give a semblance of normality when things are not normal.
Weyisa uzulu, kufuna kukhanyeleke ingani into zonke zimi kuhle khona kunjalo. Yikho thina sisithi ungazitheli manga, ungaziyela zonke lesi sikhathi ezithela ukuba lokhu eselamandla. Bekela leli lizwe lisonakala echiya uhlanya lomkakhe lomkhokhela. Lolo hlanya lomfazi lwakhetha iziphukuphuku zabantu ukusebenza lazo okubalisa uhlanya lukaprofesa. Ngakubona mina lomuntu wayelala sikhathi sonke emhlanganweni we-cabinet. Ngemva kwalokho ebesesithi izinqumo ziyeza emini zivela ngaphi? Umkakhe wabangela udubo ngokwenza uhlanya olungumkakhe labangani bakhe bathathe intambo zobukhokheli. Yikho osekulingisiswa ngabezomvikela. Siyathaba ngalelo nyathelo eselithethwe.
Omunye wababa impi yenkululeko osanda ukuxotshwa uhulumende ngumgabe, umnumzana Chinga Dube, uthi uZulu makangethuswa ngokubonakala kwakhe emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi zekolitshini lezowu wokugqiba izifundo.
Akutsho lutho lokho, lokho kutshengisa ukuthi asiyokhulu. Yithi yakwazi ukuthi asiyokhulu esilungisa izinto kuphela. So laba bathi ikhuba labo bayibona ikhuba umuntu ephuma ihambe isiyayo ku-graduation. So ngiqinisa ukuthi asiyokhulu. Umbuso nangunamuntu uhambile ku-graduation. Wakwabona kule khuba umuntu esuka ahambaye ku-graduation. Kutshengisa ukuthi asiyokhulu silungisa izinto kuphela. Akulakhulu. Amasotsha uma kude kufa abantu kudutshulwe ngubani osefile, akulamuntu ofileyo.
Kuthi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabantwana babalwa impi yenkululeko eye-Children of the War Veterans Association, umnumzana Innocent Mhlanga, uthi ukubonakala kwaMgabe emphakathini wokuqala kungaguquli injongo yabo lekazulu weZimbabwe yokuba asuke esikhundleni.
Ukuhamba kwakhe asilandaba lakho, but our main weight is njengabasakhulayo, njengabantwana bama-veterans, sithi umdala ga step down ngendlela yokuthi into eziningi kade zisibambanisekile. Abantu bebengasalandeli i-constitution yelizwe. Sinika for example enika umfazi wakhe ukuthi ebelokhu engwe ophambili ekhulume ebantwini, etormenta ama-government officials, etormenta even i-military, ama-institutions e-government, etormenta even u-vice president, abantu abayaphointwayo ngu-president, ebesixutsha abantu almost everywhere, ephathini, ehulumende, khonoko njengabasakhulayo besakufunda. But into ekhona yikuthi abantu ngabasamfuni ukuthi ebelokhu esesikhundleni, including thina njengabantwana bo-veterans, we are saying step it down.
Lo msakazo awusanelisanga ukukhulumisana labohlangothi lwezobudlelwano lozulu kuhlangothi lwabezomvikela ukuzwa umbono wabo kulolu daba lokuvunyelwa kwaMgabe okokuqala selokhu bamgombolozela lemuli yakhe emzini wakhe eBorodel lapho angavunyelwa khona ukuphuma. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Siyabonga Mavis Gama. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano phakathi kwelemelika lamazwe omhlaba umnumzana Rex Tillerson uthi ukususwa kukahulumende kamongameli Mugabe embusweni libutho kupha ilizwe ithuba lokucanda indlela ezakhokhelela embusweni okhululekileyo ohlonipha amalungelo oluntu njalo oqhuba ukhetho olusuthisa wonke umuntu. UTillerson ukhuthaze ibutho ukuthi liphange libuyisele umbuso ezandleni zabezombusazwe. Umnumzana Tillerson wethule amazwi la ekhuluma emhlanganweni yawenze labaphathi ntambo bamazwe ase-Afrika ababona ngobudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe abo lamanye. Kunjalo nje umongameli weleBotswana umnumzana Ian Khama laye uthi uMgabe kumele asuke embusweni ngokuphela kokuphela ngoba isihlalo sakhe singayisiso sobukhosi.
I know all of us are following very closely the events in Zimbabwe and they are concerned to, I know each of you, they are concerned to us as well, and we all should work together for a quick return to civilian rule in that country in accordance with their constitution. Zimbabwe has an opportunity to set itself on a new path, one that must include democratic elections and respect for human rights. Ultimately, the people of Zimbabwe must choose their government. In our conversations today, we have an opportunity to discuss concrete ways that we could help them through this transition.
Alo ke ngunobhala ubona ubudlelwano lwemelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Rex Tillerson. Kunjalo nje amasotsha ahlomileyo yiwo abikwa esebona ngokuhamba kwezimota emgwaqweni emikhulu yelizwe. Vethi amapholisa acine izolo ukubona ngokuhamba kwezimota. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Lokhe abebutho leZimbabwe bethethe intambo zokuqondisa okwenzakala elizweni ngolwesithathu emadabuka kusa, amapholisa ahle ahlubulwa ngakho konke abazihlomisa ngakho okugoqela labacuphi labasebenza nsitha. Abatshayeli bezimota kunye loZulu bathi abajabule okwamagama bethi sekubetha umoya uma utshayela emigwaqweni yelizwe kulandela ukumiswa kwamapholisa ngokubona ngokutshayela kwezimota emigwaqweni. Umnumzana John Dube osuka eGwanda uthe i-roadblock yinye kuphela uma usiya eGwanda ku-12th Avenue babuza isithupha kuphela kuye wonke umuntu ohambayo.
Ama roadblock iyi-1 kuphela ku-12 lapha yamasotsha kuphela. Hayi khona kusikhulu. I-roadblock ekhona ngeyamasotsha ku-12 Avenue kuphela. Hayi no, bafuni ama-ID kuphela.
Umuntu wonke ohamba.
Bafika bamisa imoto bafuni i-ID, akula enye into abayifunayo.
Umtshayeli ubeka ithemba Ncube uthe akusela amapholisa bazisebenzela kuhle kodwa uma uphuma kobulawayo yikho lapho okulamasotsha ahlomileyo babuza isithupha kuphela akulamali abayithatha kubatshayeli. ethi uphumule ukuthathelwa imali ngamapolisa ngoba ngolwesithathu kuviki edlule bamthathele isithupha sokuchayela le mali engaba ngamadola angamashumi amabili i-$20 kodwa uyamazi lowo mpolisa ebevele esehluphile kobulawayo.
Ah, kulezi nsuku ku-right kakhulu abaseko lamasela lathi sihluphe emgwaqweni. Siyazisebenzela ukuthi langaliphuma izinto ezishona singahlakananga la. Akwaye bakhona isiko lamasosha balungisa khona ngapho umgwaqo ukuthi yonke into ibe right. Njalo abafuni abahluphi bantu bazibuzela isithupha kuphela ngakhipha isithupha sakho uyahlulisa. Ya, amapholisa ethu lapha ethile ngibanithathela ilayisensi yami bathatha nemali engange-$20 abazange bambhalele le tikiti. Into yakhona isilevii, so angikwazi ukuthi ngizabadinga njani babone njani, kodwa ngabantu embazi mina ngifuna imali yami le-layisensi yami.
Omunye umchayeli uGeorge Nyathi uthe amapholisa ebehlupha efuna imali njalo nje ethi uma bengekho balenjabulo ngokungabi lamapholisa bafuna inkululeko yabo abangalayo.
These days it's such a problem ukuthi too much ufuna imali dobe kubopha abantu bangona abasayenza umsebenzi wabo, they are after money. So lati ma kungukuthi abakho asiyalisi ukuthi besebenze but abasebenzi ngendlela eqondileyo, bengabi after money but abaqondise umsebenzi wabo njengamapholisa. Mina from yesterday ngizwa ngifuna ukuba le njabulo because it's been long singabantu abangathi bahluphika, that we need change. Since ngazalwayo lokho buswa umuntu yedwa, sifuna omunye umuntu ozasicabangela ezintsha. Mina I failed ukuya esikolo just because ama-parents bebengakhona ukumbhadalela, bengasebenzi. Sifuna i-change, singabulawela i-future just because umuntu oyi-one ongafuni ukuphuma esikhundleni.
Owalwa impi yenkululeko olilunga leZipa Veterans umnumzana Cetshwayo Sithole uthe amapholisa ebeselobugwelegwele obuphambili ngokufuna ukuhlala behlawulisa ngazo zonke izikhathi, ethi ngemva kokusebenza kwamasosha kungaqhubeka kungendlela amasosha ami ngakhona emigwaqweni ubugwelegwele osebukhona bungaphela.
Thina mina ngokubona kwami njengomuntu lamoleli lizwe ngikhangele ngakubona ukuthi amasosha bonabo bangabantu abananzelelayo ukuthi umumo nalowo okhona bese kule corruption esabekayo emgwaqweni. For instance, amapholisa yibade behamba bafike bamise imoto bangayisechi but babize umuntu ophethe isikhwama semoto, especially imoto ezithwala abantu, bafike bababhadalise imali ukuze bedlule even lakhona phakathi edorobheni into athi sisenzakale. So i-level ye-corruption enyanyisayo esabekayo. So nxa besikubona bona bayaklina bemisa la masosha ubakhiphe emgwaqweni bademonstrate ukuthi nxa kuthiwa i-roadblock uchiwona, sikubona kuyinto enhle eqakathekileyo. Ukuthi
iningi labantu lithi amapholisa akhona edolobheni kodwa awahlukuluzi bantu njengakuqala, ikakhulu kubachayeli bezimota ngoba besebelomkhuba wokumisa izimota ingqingaphi ngitsho lakuzibane eziqondisa uhamba kwezimota ama-robots. Ukuchayela phakathi kuka 5 Street lo Leopold Takawira kobulawayo bese kunzima kubachayeli ngoba bese kumele ukhuphe imali kuphela. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla siqhubeka sikhangela ingxabangxoza eselizweni abantu bemelele ukubona ukuthi iyozalwa nkomoni ngomongameli Robert Mugabe okhuthazwa ukuthiya isikhundla. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington DC. singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo othi ke sikhangele sivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inhloko kahulumende yake Lebanon umnumzana Saad Hariri uthi ubevakatshele kwele Saudi Arabia okulapho abike ngokuthiya kwakhe isikhundla esithi uthethe lelo nyathelo emzameni yokuletha ukuzinza emhlubulweni abakuwo. Ummeli wele Melika umanyano wamazwe omhlaba United Nations ubike ukuba uhulumende wele Sudan uphakathi komkhankaso wokuhlukumeza abamabandla aphikisayo esebenzisa abakubutho. Inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe angezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika e-SADC esingenele njalo njengenhlala yenza kudaba lweZimbabwe kulandela ukungahlaliseki kwezombusazwe okusanda qhamuka. Kodwa njengoba intatheli izindaba e-Studio 7 Martin Ngwenya ebika, inhlanganiso le isibonakala njengesitha kunengi kaZulu weZimbabwe.
Be kule nengi elithe kwaxa ema-ofisini e-SADC izolo ngesithathu ukuxazulula udaba lweZimbabwe lapho ibutho eseliqondisa umumo ngokuhluthuna intambo zombuso labopha ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumente kodwa lilandula ukuthi lihluthune umbuso. I-SADC kade yazama ukuxazulula ingxaki zeZimbabwe kusukela ngesikhathi sikamongameli Thabo Mbeki weSouth Africa kodwa kungela mpumela esuthisayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zezwa ubuhlungu ngesikhathi qhinqo isililo ngemva kokhetho lwaludlodlakelo lwamnyaka 2008 lapho noma nje ibandla le-MDC elibika lwanqoba umongameli Robert Mugabe walela esihlalweni. Umbeki wayesithi yena ufuna udaba lweZimbabwe lulungiswe ngenkulumo kaHatshi ngokulwisana owayekubiza ngokuthi yi-quiet diplomacy okwacunula iningi leZimbabwe ngoba befuna i-SADC ikhulume ngelizwi eliqatha njalo icacileyo ngokwenziwa ngumbuso kaMgabe. Ukuphuma kukambeki ngo-2011 esikhundleni akuzange kulethe inguquko umongameli Jacob Zuma layegida ingoma yenkokheli eningi ye-SADC ngaphandle kukamongameli Ian Khamer Sirotse-Khama weBotswana yena ongagudli iguma uma ichothoza okwenziwa ngumgabe. Kuyona le iviki i-SADC iyecele njalo phakathi kodaba lweZimbabwe ezithola njalo iselihlweni lezwe ngemva kokungahlaliseki kwezombusazwe kulandela ukuxotshwa kwayengumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa ngesikhathi isiphathamandla esiphuma emazweni awe-SADC akhangela ezombusazwe ezomvikela kanye lokuthula e-SADC Troika on Politics, Defense and Security zifika eHebron kuyona le iviki zithole umumo womkhathi ungajayelekanga. Iningi lithi alifuni i-SADC eduze lodaba lweZimbabwe kwaze kwavulwa ikhasi enkundleni zekulenjini elithi No to SADC elibone abantu abafika inkulungwane ezingamathumi amathathu i-30,000 bencindezela amagama abo besekela lowo mkhankaso. Omele inoton edalele parlamente okade eseHebron utshele amalunga e-Troika uthi i-SADC kayifunakali eZimbabwe esithi ilizwe lizazilungisela ingxaki zayo. Kukanti omunye owenhlanganiso ye-Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy iyad umnumzana Dinotenda Mungu laye uthi akumelanga i-SADC izihluphe ngoba vele imizamo yenhlanganiso le kayikaze incede. Ngitsho labanye kwele Botswana abasaboni uncedo lwe-SADC. Kundaba zeZimbabwe intatheli zindaba umnumzana Pako Libana uthi inhlanganiso ye-SADC izahlala ivikela labo abaphuma kumabandla awaletha inkululeko kumazwe ayesaziwa ngokuthi ngama-front line states. Kodwa noma kunjalo umgcinihlalo we-SADC Troika on Politics, Defense and Security unkosikazi Maite Nkowana Mashabane okwele South Africa uthi i-SADC ilokhu iqakathekile ekubanguleni ingxaki zeZimbabwe. Kodwa inengi lithe leyi i-SADC eliyaziyo ngemva kokuba umhlangano weHebron uthi kumele kubanjwe omunye umhlangano kukhulunywe ngodaba lweZimbabwe besithi lokhu akuncedi ngalutho. Okwakhathesi kukhanya i-SADC eyinhlanganiso inengi eZimbabwe elithanda ukuyizonda. NginguMartin Ngwenya owendaba ze-Studio 7 ngiseHebron kwele Botswana.
Kwezemidlalo, imidlalo yenguqu kusigaba seCastle Laga Premier Soccer League iyaqhubeka ngempelaviki kulo mdlalo ogobhozisa amathe phakathi kweqembu le-FC Platinum leLengezi Platinum Stars. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ele-FC Platinum lizemukela elengezi Platinum Stars lona elihlezi kwindawo yesithathu engalaneni enkundleni emandaba. Iqembu le-FC Platinum likhokhela ngemiklomelo emibili njengoba le miklomelo ngamachuma esithupha lesithupha kuthi elengezi le miklomelo ngamachuma esithupha lane okulinani eliphethwe liqembu le-Dynamos elihlezi kwindawo yesibili. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-FC Platinum uNomeni Mabheza uthi iqembu lakhe kumele linqobe elengezi ukuze libe sesimeni esihle sokuphakamisa isicoco.
Ngomunye wemidlalo emikhulu kithi sesiphezulu ngemiklomelo emibili okwakhathesi amehle onke sikhangele kithi okuba yinto engalula. Sokumele sinqobe kumdlalo wethu lengezi ukuthi siphumelele, kutsho ukuthi sokudingeka ukuba sisebenze gadalala.
Komunye umdlalo ozadlalwa kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leBantu Rovers lizadlala leDynamo senkundleni eBarber Field, njalo iqembu leDimbare lizabe lithiye ukuba izimbamgodi zeFC Platinum lilengezi ziphazamisane ukuze lona libe sendaweni enhle yokuphakamisa isicoco. Ngesonto kule midlalo emibili enkundleni eluveve lapho iqembu leHawumani lizemukela khona eleShapane Mine ngehola lakuqala emini, kuthi ngehola lesithathu iqembu leChicken Inn lizadlala leLechapungu. Intshantshu zanyakenye iqembu leCape United lizadlala leleBulawayo City enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leAda lizemukela eleHighlanders naseRofaro. Amaqembu alwisa ukugunyulwa kwisigaba saphezulu athi eleHwange leHarare City azadibana eColliery. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizemukela eleZTC Kariba eMorris Depot ukuthi eleTriangle lizadibana leleCholocho ngaseGibo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday lamhlanje ku Woza Friday silomculi weZimbabwe osehlala kwele South Africa uBothwell Nkomo wazakala ngegama lokuthi bekezela. Yena wenza izimanga emzansi ngengoma yakhe ethiwa yona bekezela. Asizweni okunengi kuvela ku Ezra Jesus Banda.
Abantu abaningi bamazi ngokuthi nguBozo usedume ngokuthi ngubekezela umfana kaNkomo. Idlade lakhe elitsha alibiza igama lokuthi ngubekezela lidlama langabi kulezi nsuku. Abantu bathanda ukuthi bakwazi kahle kahle umfana kaNkomo.
Salibonani bakithi, ibizo ngingubekezela Bothwell Nkomo. Ngazalelwa esibhedlela sasempilo koBulawayo, ngakhulela eGwanda eWilonke. Ngikhuliswa ngugogo lokhulu. Okweminyaka nje emibili nje emithathu ngaze ngangena nje isikolo. Ngase ngisiya koBulawayo sengisiyafunda izifundo zami zebanga eliphansi, grade 1 to grade 7. Ngaqhubekisela njalo eHlathi Secondary School sengisenza imfundo yesigaba esiphezulu, form 1 to form 4. Ekukhuleni kwami nje babayikhokho nalokho ukuthi ngakhula ngingumuntu nje othanda nje ukuhlabelela ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Nankumcine nankumnyanya siyashadisanisa asengamhlophe mama 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 asengamhlophe asengamhlophe mama.
Ukubekezela kuyinto enhle empilweni. Njengoba wawukhanya ngelesiphiwo sokuhlabela, kwaba nzima yini ukuthi uhlabele useZimbabwe?
Ekukhuleni kwami-ke ngase ngiqhubekisela izifundo zami sengisafundela eze-arts emakhosi Performing Arts Academy, lapho engithe ngiqeda khona isimo somnotho ekhaya eZimbabwe singasavumi sesintengantenga. Ngase ngifisa ukuthi ukuze ngiphumelele kungangcono ngiyehlangana nabaculi abafana naboRingo ebengikhangelele kubo phezulu eGoli. Ikhukuza kwami-ke sengisiza kwele South Africa-ke akuzange kube lula ekufikeni kwami-ke. Ngafunda okuningi, ngizama ukuthola indlela nomkhandla ukuthi ngingene phakathi emculweni. Kodwa ngagcina ngiwutholile-ke ekugcineni, ngase ngisenza ingoma ethi bekezela. Yasiyaduma-ke yagcwala nje yabemetheka.
Mosukukhala ngilinde yabuya wewe bekezela ngilinde ntombi ngilinde yabuya dale begenzela
yona ingoma leyo begenzela isimemethekile njalo isihluphile wena vele ke mfana kaNkomo kukhona yini owakwenza oba nomdlandla ukuthi ube ngumculi
njengoba sengishilo ngaphambilini ukuthi bengi-inspire kakhulu ngabaculi base be-Afrojazz ebebedume kakhulu ngapha eMzantsi Afrika aboJabu Khanyile, umama uBusi Mhlongo, uRingo Madlingozi kunye nje nabanye ekade bekubambe lo mculo-ke abafana nabo babo Oliver Mtukudzi nabo Hugh Masekela bengifuna nami ukufika kulelo zinga-ke ngibe nenhlanhla ngoba ngisayinwe ikhampani enkulu kakhulu kulo nyaka ba-celebrator iminyaka emithathu bekule industry engamashumi amathathu rather bekule industry ngikhuluma nge-Ghetto Raff ibo abangisayinileyo ke ngikusame company noVusi Nova noNtando besinonathi lapho as well. So ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuba ngifike kulelo zinga ngifike kuleso sigaba.
Malifuni ma ginecebo ma Afrika malifuni ma ungaphendule libale lithi mali mali mali
liye ingoma le imali ngizayithumela itholakala kulona idlala desilishaya manje akukhumbuze phela abalaleli nezandle lakho ukuthi litholakala njani njalo ngaphi bekezele
idlala deseliphumile kanye le-video isiphumile, i-video isekhona ku-YouTube kanye le-dlalata likhona ku-YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Deezer. Abantu bangathola ithuba nje lokuthi bangene bathi bekezela. Kanti kuma-social media etibekezela music for Twitter, kanti ebekezela music njalo ku-Instagram, ubekezela ku-Facebook, bekezela Nkomo iligama engilisebenzisayo. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Voice of America ukuthi linginikezele ithuba elingaka. Isitori sami isaleso udaba lwami ilona nalelo olokubekezela. Ngisemba imigodi, ngizama zonke indlela, ngisebenza ukuba li-waiter ukuze ngize ngifike kulesi sigaba engiso sona. Ngakho ke i-message engilayo, umlayezo engilayo, umbiko engiphathele abantu iwona lo ukuthi bekezela. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Udla amalangabi umculo kabekezela, uyavutha, uthathisa abaningi, uphekwe kamnandi. Isikhathi bakwethu senhlwe ngumangoya besiphetheke umfana kaNkomo uBhozo Potwell bekezela Nkomo. Asiphumeni kanje ngayobekezela ngoba kumele empilweni sibekezele kuze kulunge kuphela. Ngithi woza 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 Friday. Bekezela mlaleli. Imele Studio 7 eLondon, ngiyenza Jesus Bar.
Ngiyabuya dale ba, shova malanga telu, ngibonisa lusa. Sandwa sami nakuzine kuta, sandwa sami nakukhunda, shova malanga telu, ngibonisa lusa. Sandwa sami nakuzine kuta, sandwa sami nakukhunda. Bekezela ngilinde ngiya ngilinde ngiyabuya dalima bekezela ngilinde ngiya ngilinde ngiyabuya dalima shoba malanga ngibona isandla sami.
Bekezela ingoma emnandi kuhlelo lwethu Woza Friday olusigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba zethu zalamhlanje. Amphalwa impi yenkululeko lamhlanje baphe uMongameli Mgabe ilanga elilodwa ukuthi achiye isikhundla njalo aphume aphelele elizweni. UMongameli Robert Mgabe ubonakale kwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi. Igama uChris Gande lilale sisilichiya ke kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.